only 16 to take?
It's very tough. I think that, you hit 0-13, and then you touch 0-14, and you hit 0-15, and you start allowing it to creep into your mind a little bit, and you guys ask a lot of questions about it, and you ignore it as much as you can, but it's here, and, it's a tough spot to be in. I'm a winless quarterback in this league. Never won. Had a little bit of success in preseason, but it's going to be tough to swallow it, but you can trust that this is probably my most important year of my life. I think that is going to be the driving factor that allows me to become the best quarterback I can become, that will eventually lead Cleveland into some of the most success that it's ever had. Completely agree. I think that throughout this year, you've seen us being very close as an offense. Through Coach Jackson's system, I think that we can have a lot of success, and we will have a lot of success. It's about me doing whatever I can as the quarterback and leader of this team to help develop some guys throughout the rest of this offseason, make sure that we self-reflect and do a lot of self-scouting ourselves to fix a lot of the hiccups and simply turn the ball over less. And I think that will be an adequate formula for us to come back out next year and allow his system to play out into what it can become.
Deshaun, what did you say to Corey Coleman and then the point after that
job? We'll keep that between ourselves.
Deshaun, do you think you guys are a better team than you were in September and you don't have any W's to show for it?
Oh, absolutely. Completely different team. I think that obviously we've rotated quite a few guys on our roster. From bringing in Josh to having a new receiving core quite a bit of the year rotating in and out. Finally, we had a set of core guys that we know are our guys, and those guys are continuing to learn the system and becoming comfortable in the system. And once we can perfect that and execute our job at a higher level, I think that this team will continue to grow and become a very good offense and a winning organization. Absolutely. My standards for myself are higher than anyone else's, higher than your guys's, higher than the coaches, higher than Mr. Haslam, Mr. Dorsey. I'm going to take this one hard, but more importantly, this is a cool opportunity, an opportunity to be in a position where I still have a lot of youth and I'll be able to play for a long time, hopefully, and I'll be able to learn a lot from this.
Deshaun, how have you grown this year? Do a little self-scouting for me. How have you grown this year?
It'd be tough to give you the proper answer on that. I think that after a couple weeks of self-scout, we'll be able to figure it out. But from a small point of view right now, I believe that I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned a lot about this game and how difficult it is to win. I think I've become a better leader. I think I've become a better man of faith. I think I've become a better quarterback overall. And that was the ultimate goal this year. It would have been naive of me at the beginning of the year to say that we're going to go out and go 16-0 in a regular season and go on to win the Super Bowl. That was not our goal. Our goal was to develop me into a better man, develop me into a better teammate, and to become a better quarterback, and I think I did so this year.
In this game today, there were times like you were just determined to strap this team on your back and try to carry it to victory as best you possibly could. Did you feel that responsibility to try to get that winless monkey off your back and do everything?
Absolutely. As a quarterback, you have a lot of responsibility at all times. And, whether you win, whether you lose, that monkey is always going to be on your back. It can be good. It can be bad. I think today was another showing of how this team fights, how no matter, how much, you throw at us, you throw, an 0 for season, you throw some very adverse situations throughout the year, we're going to fight back. And, we're very close of fighting enough to get us a win today.
Do you feel like you showed John Dorsey some things in the last few games, just yourself?
Yeah, I think so. I think that it would be tough to evaluate me in the few weeks that he's been there, and I'm sure that he's going to go back and evaluate our whole system, our whole organization. To put, obviously, 0-16 on his record would be false. It's going to be a fun offseason on learning a lot about ourselves, learning a lot about his organization and what he plans on doing with it, and hopefully, you know, implementing myself into a position that makes a big impact on what he wants to do.
Are you up for whatever challenge comes your way in the offseason in terms of who else they throw at you?
No, absolutely, absolutely. You know, statistically, this league, you're going to get a new quarterback into your meeting room every year. Whether it be a guy that you pay a lot of money, whether it be a guy you draft in high spot, a guy who comes over and is trying to prove himself, it's all about doing whatever you can to individually put yourself in the best position to show who you are. I think that my ultimate goal this year was to you know, become a better quarterback and to earn respect of my teammates. I've been able to do so. Now it's time to build on that and put myself in a position where I know that I can be the starting quarterback next year. Absolutely.
Do you think you're better off right now because you came to the Browns?
Oh, absolutely. Once again, this is about you know, me improving myself as a person, as a teammate, and then again as a quarterback. And what I've been able to learn in this last season has been some of the most important lessons that I'll ever have in my life, and I truly believe that. Now it's about making sure that I maximize on these opportunities and learn from these lessons. Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way. Speculations are what they are. They're opinions. And it's on us just to make sure that we can do whatever we can to get better. You know, when I got drafted here, Coach Jackson sat me in his office and said, you know, we're going to ride through this together. And there's going to be some low points, there's going to be some high points, but at the end of this, there'll be light. And I still completely trust in that. I continue to sit in that office and still get the same message. So it's on us to make sure that as a head coach and quarterback duo and offensive coordinator in there, that we do whatever it takes to turn this organization around in whatever way we can. Obviously, Cleveland deserves a win. You know, you hear all of the messages that are coming from the fans, and they're very prideful with their Cleveland Browns. So now it's on us to do whatever we can from our positions to reward them for the commitment that they have to our organization.
Thank you.